Mics are live.
Good morning, everyone. It's 10:08 a.m. Thursday, January 30th, 2020. I'm Commissioner Brian Crosius, joined by Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk and Commissioner Randy Christman. This is a work session on renewable resource cost recovery adjustment factor, and it includes case numbers PU 19-387, 19-329, and 19-355. I don't have any opening comments, Commissioner Fedorchuk.
I don't either.
Commissioner Christman?
I'll just say, you know, as I recall our last discussion on this subject, I felt we were kind of leaning toward, and the different companies use different terms, but adopting, starting this year with their renewable riders, kind of a fully levelized plan to spread out the value of the PTCs for all the renewable generation assets for Otter Tail and NSP. And for MDU, we were talking about using more of the Shook-Look or Victor method, in that it would, because of that, especially, really, it's two assets, but especially the one asset that's about in the middle of their PTC time would have a pretty significant rate shock this year. And in thinking about it further, I don't know if we were to go that route, then is the best solution to say MDU is on the Shook-Look or Victor method, or that Thunder Spirit is on that, and that, you know, assuming that at some point maybe they add a new wind generation facility, that then that would get into cycle and be like the other two utilities. But I think either way we do that is kind of fine-tuning, but I think that certainly with the other two utilities, the fully levelized method and one or the other of these for MDU, I really think strongly is the right way to go.
Okay. We did reach out to all three companies ahead of this meeting just to get any kind of final thoughts or concerns that they may have. And just to kind of summarize, I got responses from MDU and Otter Tail. So Otter Tail generally is supportive of whatever method we would prefer. Their preference would be the Victor method, just because it kind of tempers the initial rate hike a little bit more. But one thing they wanted to make sure we're aware of and note, particularly in their case, since it is a brand new wind farm, they would expect to see a reduction in the energy charge to the average customer at the time that the wind farm goes online of approximately $3 to $3.20 a month. So while basically what we're saying is the renewable would go up by whatever.
That'll mitigate some of the impact.
It will.
Customers may not recognize that the way the bill looks, though.
What's that?
That $3 reduction in an energy charge, what they will notice would be the increase in the renewable rider. And they won't. It won't be transparent to them in terms of, but my energy cost went down.
They may not directly notice that, but that's what should happen. Yeah. Actually,
I think one of the challenges, though, in any of the methods is, and even when we have ADPs on these facilities, is to impress upon people, but you're saving over here, and they just look at it as my bill went up. I don't know.
Right.
Well, yeah, maybe, but the bill will go up less, and so if they're just looking at the increase, the final number, it would be less obvious because they have the energy reduction.
Right. And the timing doesn't line up perfectly either. I mean, we're talking about implementing the renewable rider within the next couple of months, where I don't believe their wind farm is online until late this year.
How about the other? Otter Tail prefers the Shook-Look.
Otter Tail prefers the Shook-Look. The other two prefer the straight levelized method. One concern MDU noted, if we wanted to do two different methods for, so they have Thunder Spirit 1, Thunder Spirit 2, and then the older Maricourt, or sorry, Cedar Hills and Diamond Willow farms, and we had already been talking about eliminating the older two from this levelizing because they really have maybe 6 months of PTCs left, and it's really not going to have any appreciable impact. So for simplicity, leaving them as is. But we had talked about potentially doing something different with Thunder Spirit 1 and 2, and maybe even something different between those two, doing, you know, let's say the Victor method on 1 and the straight levelized on 2. One concern that they noted with that is there are some shared facilities between those two wind farms, like the substations and collector lines and things of that nature. Makes it a little bit more complex, but not impossible to do if we wanted to do two different methods for it. So just something they wanted us to be aware of. And then kind of the over underlying principle of why we're even talking about this, you know, the idea that there's an initial rate shock going to straight levelized. Really, if we continue on down the road we are on today, there's a rate shock, you know, 10 years down the road into a wind farm. So it's kind of now or later kind of a situation. So,
well, in an MDU's case, it will be less than 10 years. It will be in 5 or 6 years.
In 6 years, well, 7 years really for Thunder Spirit 1, and then about 10 years for Thunder Spirit 2.
And what was NSP's response?
NSP didn't file any official response to my request for any additional comments. I mean, they've filed other responses and thoughts. Their preference has been for the straight levelized method, but they're happy to do whatever the commission would desire.
Seems more cumbersome to have a mixed approach. It's not impossible. It can be done. But I also look at what type of a foundation does it lay for future commissions or just, a company applying two different methodologies, for example, if we go with a mixed approach with,
sure,
with one of them. And yeah, that takes time, and it's just one more.
It would add a level.
Layer on a few more, or what if a few more caveats are laid on top of this, the unknowns that could surface 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now.
Sure.
And I think consistency is important. I realize, you know, it appears that for MDU, as an example, while they don't prefer the shook look, what I'm hearing is from a commission standpoint, we think that's the best approach for MDU. For Otter Tail, they could go with either, but again, there's that it becomes more complicated in the in the sense of shared resources, and then it's just one more,
sure,
logistical headache to deal with, accounting method to throw into the mix. And then NSP would probably prefer the levelized, is what you said, but they could work with either?
Yes.
See, to me, that's where I land on the shook look, just across the board. With maybe not, you know, and then talking about facilities that are very close to the end of their PTC life, if you will, just about depreciated out to just let,
sure,
them roll forward. And I guess we just have to decide, okay, what's the breaking point or what's the cutoff? Not breaking point, maybe, but what's the cutoff?
Right.
That we want to apply, but I would really like to be consistent, and I don't know how we avoid applying the shook methodology. Victor, you're
sure
formula. So that's where I land on, let's just use your formula on all of them.
Sure.
And it really, to me, it seems like it fully accomplishes the goal and what the intent of doing this was about. And you could argue the levelized approach does as well, but I think this aligns closer with the philosophy in terms of why are we doing this to begin with. So that's where I'm at.
Okay. And as far as the consistency, I think you can do multiple methods and still be consistent in how you apply them simply by saying, you know, a wind farm that is brand new, any wind farm, let's say, for example, if you wanted to do it this way, new wind farms get levelized treatment. Wind farms between 9 and, I don't know, 6 or 9 and 6 years old or something like that get the Victor method, and anything older than that goes to the normal method, for example. Because no matter what we would do, and particularly in Otter Tail and NSP's case, they both have other wind farms that are not in the rider that are being treated as we've always treated them.
They're in base rate already.
Right. They're in base rates, so they are being the PTCs are being used as they're earned.
No, I recognize this isn't as simple as saying, let's just...
Yeah. So I'm just saying, if you would choose to do something, I don't think you have to worry about being inconsistent. You can easily just, you know, come up with a method of saying, you know, this kind of an age of wind farm gets this treatment, this gets this. And then going forward, it becomes simpler. I mean, any new wind farm would get levelized, for example, or whatever.
Do you think the utilities would lean more toward a consistent across-the-board approach, regardless of what we land on?
Absolutely.
Here's your formulas, because then we're going to... We've got some facilities already in base rate. We have some that, you know, what's the cutoff? Is anything within 3 years of the PTCs expiring on that facility? And odds are they're going to be repowered anyway.
Possibly.
And then there's another round of PTCs that apply. You know, once they're repowered, depending on what comes out of DC and what's already in place out of D.C.
You know, the thing, I like the Shook look because it provides the lowest increase today.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is inconsistent in correcting what was an inconsistent formula to begin with in terms of how normal utility resources are depreciated.
It is.
So that was the original methodology was inconsistent with how things were being done. And nobody has even talked about it until Randy brought all this up.
Mm-hmm.
So that inconsistency didn't seem to create a big problem for the companies in terms of how they were keeping their books. But if we're trying to, in the process of not unfairly saddling future generations with a resource, the cost of a resource that's been depreciated for 10 years, and they're now paying like the full cost of it, we correct it to avoid that, it feels to me like we should be doing that in a way that is the most consistent with how other things are being depreciated, which is the levelized cost, the levelized method, which you pay the bulk of the, you know, cost on the front end, and then over time when the resources are reaching the end of life, the costs are lower for the customers. So that's what I really like about levelized. Yes, there is you have to bite the bullet today and have some, you know, a pain on the front end, but it just feels more justified in that these customers today are getting new resources. They're getting new generation resources, and this is how they've typically been paid for. So I hate to walk away from that and kind of reverse it entirely with the shook look and make customers down the road pay a lot more for resources than, I don't know, you could argue they're worth or that don't reflect what's being, you know, how these assets are typically depreciated. So if we're going to be consistent, and if that's the goal, then I think we should be consistent towards the levelized and not the the shook look. But I also recognize that with MDU, it's almost impossible to do that because the rate shock will be too high. So I think you have to carve them out.
I tend to agree, except for the part about I don't remember how you phrased it. It kind of sounded like the shook look was a really big burden on the people in more than a decade. I just want to reemphasize it is a bigger burden on them than a fully levelized, but it is still much better than what's happening today.
So, I agree with that. It's just not consistent with how it's...
But I think in the case of XL and Otter Tail with their facilities that they have that are not into base rates already, because they're so far out there that, yeah, I agree that I prefer the fully levelized method for them.
And you know, when you look at the three graphs, though, there's only, for all three companies, there's only one method that doesn't move a lot over the course of time, and that's Victor's method. And are energy costs going to change dramatically over the course of time from these facilities? Probably not. Not dramatically. So Victor's method pairs up with the lower energy cost in terms of what's the variance between energy savings versus the cost of the facility. And, I mean, the graphs don't lie. It is the most consistent method, and each of the three IOUs came up with, you know, the graphs are the same.
Where I disagree, though, is that that's looking at current assets, and yes, Victor's kind of makes it a more stable amount of revenue requirement, but theoretically, and I think historically, these utilities continue to add new investments, and so a particular investment should start high and taper down, not stay level, because in the future there'll be more investments, and some of those will be of the other kind that don't have PTCs, and they will all start high and taper down. So as you mix them all in the bunch, there's always different assets that are different levels of that approximately 25-year lifespan. And so building that into these, I think, is reasonable.
Well, so, Brian, how do you feel about the inconsistency? Because you're talking a lot about consistency, the inconsistency of doing the Victor method or the shook look as it compares to how other generation resources, say a gas plant, is depreciated, which would follow the pathway of the levelized.
We don't have any charts with the blended method, do we?
Blended methods to show, like, if we did
both levelized
and the shook look on for like MDU, for example,
right?
No. I mean, we could draw. I mean, if you look at the chart from that MDU sent here, I mean, if you just kind of draw a line between those two, gray and the orange lines, I mean, it's not going to be dead set in the middle, depending on if you say Thunder Spirit 1 gets the shook look and Thunder Spirit 2 gets the levelized. It's going to be closer to the gray line than the orange line because of the size and cost difference between the two. But that's kind of if you want a kind of a visual of what that looks like.
But that's just focusing on their wind resources.
Yes.
You have to acknowledge we're already departing from, I mean, there's, you can't, there's no way to argue that this is going to be completely normal regardless of what we do, because we have some facilities already in base rate. You know, this has been going on since, what, 08, when the first wind facility came online?
Or is it 07, possibly.
Okay, but, possibly yeah. 07, right. So 07, 08.
Decade at least.
So it's already a mishmash of sorts. If, you know, and I think we're going to do something in terms of going in a different direction moving forward. I think that seems to be a given, but...
Yeah,
I mean, we're going to have some spikes down the road on these facilities that aren't included in these graphs. You know, we can't forget about that. We're going to see as a facility hits the 10-year mark, and if it's has 2 years remaining, then there's a spike because of that facility. And if it's a 3-year cutoff and then another one 3 years from now runs out of the PTC, then there's a spike on that one as well. So it's going to move probably that levelized cost on all of them up to more of the line with Victor's methodology anyway. I mean, it's going to get choppy. There's going to be some choppiness to it. I don't know, is that a word, choppiness? Regulatory word, I think I might have read somewhere.
Right? It could be.
And this is already
choppy rates.
Choppy to begin with. I mean, this, you know, I can appreciate this. I mean, let's just call it what it is. This does create, you know, a bit of a headache for the utilities.
I apologize, I got in here a little bit late. But Victor and I, we sat down and had a fairly extensive discussion about the effects of moving these out of the riders into rate case, and also his levelized method based upon returns, levelizing out the returns. I thought, Victor, I think that would be useful information for the commissioners to have, how the effect of the changing of the returns could possibly affect the current shook look, and how we could possibly remedy that if that is the path that the commission would like to go.
Yeah. So of the two different methods, so straight levelizing is relatively simple. You just simply take how many PTCs or how many dollars worth of PTCs you expect wind farm to earn in 10 years, and you divide that equally over 25 years of its life. The shook look is taking a percentage of, it's kind of an odd calculation when you come up with it, but it's basically like 70% of what the company's return would be in a given year is the amount of PTCs you're using. Now, if you do it that way, and let's say 5 years down the road we have a rate case where we increase or decrease the company's rate of return, that would have an impact on the PTCs you're recognizing if you do it in that way. Like if we say in our order that you're going to apply approximately 70% of the return in that year in PTC value towards the revenue requirement, that could be a problem when we come to the next rate case and the rate of return changes. What we could do alternatively is simply come up with a percentage method of, you know, what I don't know what the percentages would be. We can calculate those without too much difficulty, but, you know, say we use 5% of the total PTC value in year one, X percent in year two, and so on and so forth. That would prevent us from having an issue with a large increase or decrease in the rate of return in future years. But regardless, an increase or decrease in the rate of return in future years, particularly in any method, it's going to result in the graph moving somewhere, either up or down.
For the purpose of visualization, could you explain how a decrease or increase would affect the effects or the how that would impact the customers later on in the facility's life?
So let's say we increase the rate of return by some amount, 1 or 2 percentage points, let's say, for example, in year five. What that's going to do is cause under the normal Shook method, you to utilize more PTCs than the original plan would have had you use. So we're going to get out to some point in the future, let's say within 5 to 10 years from the end, we're going to be out of PTCs to use. And then that graph spikes back up, not as high as it would have normally, but it spikes back up.
So exacerbates
it does.
The issue of backloading the costs later in the years.
Yeah. It. I mean, as long as we would catch it and be aware of it, we could temper that and make sure it's not a large issue. But if we start at the front end doing it properly and applying a percentage of PTC rather than a percentage of return, we kind of head that off. Alternatively, the other scenario is we drop the rate of return in the future. That's going to work the other way, whereby we're going to use less PTCs than we were planning, and we're going to get to the end and have a big bucket of PTCs to apply to something. It's kind of a good problem to have, if anything, but still a
so that, inconsistency. That's an extra incentive for us to drop the
certainly is.
Early. the you know what? Here's kind of an overall take that I just got from that. Although I continue to think that we should use the Victor method in the case of Thunder Spirit and MDU because of just them being in the middle of that PTC process. The complications that I just heard re-emphasize to me that my leaning toward the fully levelized method for the rest. I think that long term that's the best, and that Thunder Spirit is really an anomaly that we need to use your system for.
Otter Tail would still have to be a mix, though, because of the, I mean, it doesn't have to be, but I don't think it makes sense that it wouldn't be a mix because of the shared resources.
Say that again?
Otter Tail has the shared resource complication, correct?
The shared resource complication.
You had talked about Otter Tail early on. It was Otter Tail, the shared facility.
That was MDU.
Yeah, it was MDU.
Well, that was MDU.
Yep.
Understood.
Yep. Otter Tail just has the one wind farm, the brand new one in their rider.
I think
so
that
Otter Tail. Go ahead,
Brian.
I'm looking for something.
The levelized is easiest to explain to, I think.
Yep, it is.
And we just recognize that the original method for applying PTCs gave all the benefits to existing customers and saddled customers down the road with high costs. And we wanted to adjust this to reflect how generation assets are typically depreciated. So they're customers today pay more because it's a new resource. And so because we're going to have to be able to explain this,
explain it,
and I think that allows us to explain that we're being actually more consistent with how customers typically pay for generation resources and using the benefits of the PTC to customers at some level for the entire life of the project.
Yes, I would say that's accurate.
And pretty well explained.
Thank you. Try to remember that.
I still like the Victor method across the board. I think I need to get a few more numbers. I've got a couple other scenarios. I wouldn't call it a subtlety, but
maybe one thing that we could provide is if we're going to try to remedy the levelized return, maybe a view of what we'd look at for those percentages under the revised Victor method.
Yeah, it would just be a different way of calculating. It would, for purposes of these graphs, they would look identical.
Right, unless a rate case happens, and then the percentages would look identical. However, the Victor's levelized return method would not look identical over the life of the project.
Sure.
Yeah, I suppose, but I mean, just to get the numbers to kind of evaluate what we're looking at, and maybe you can explain that model if that's the path that the commissioners like to go. The other thing I think we discussed, too, is the effect in the rate case as well. And I couldn't think of an issue with moving it out of a rider into ultimately the base rates. I don't think Victor could as well. A major issue. And we both saw small points that would be probably discussed during the rate case, but nothing that would be difficult to overcome, I think.
Right. Doing one of these methods doesn't make it impossible to move into base rates
right.
at some point in the future. Mm. It makes it a little bit more something else to be aware of. You know, we always seem to have, when we get into a rate case, there's five issues that came up at the last rate case that we need to make sure we check into during the current rate case, and this would add another one to those. But outside of that, something for staff and the company to be aware of to make sure it's being calculated consistently. It doesn't present any other problems with doing that.
So our goal is still to get this done by February 19th, the meeting on February 19th, and then we can have it effective in the rates for March.
Yeah, I think that's really important, or else it's going to be a noticeable difference
yep.
starting in April.
It complicates things even more.
Yes, the rate shock grows.
Yep.
Just because of the condensed period?
Yes.
Short of just pulling the trigger on January 1, 2021, that would be
then you've
perfectly even start.
Well, then the longer-term rate
yeah,
that's right.
grows. That's where this would have been less if we'd done it last year. And
yes.
Yeah, I'll grant it.
Yep. The longer out we push this, the kind of those lines all kind of converge together. And they look the same. That's why you can kind of see the difference in the companies. You know, MDU's lines are a little tighter together than our Otter Tail and NSP's.
What do we need for this? What do we need to do? Is there an order that you guys have
yeah,
to
Yeah, we would need a commission order.
I might wind up with two orders, to be perfectly honest, because I don't know if I'm going to move off my position on utilizing your method across the board. So
why don't you just start drafting two orders, and then we can look at them and vote on them.
Well, I imagine we need an order for each case.
Yes.
There'll be one order for each case.
Yeah.
And so potentially two orders for each case, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
For MDU in particular, we still need to decide the issue of their true-up balance. It's about $2.9 million. We had discussed during the last session, MDU had proposed kind of pushing that out so as not to exacerbate the initial rate shock of this. So it's kind of up to you how you like to treat it. So true-ups are something that's normal to these riders. It's just larger in MDU's case now than it has been for the others. You know, I mean, there's a true-up involved, at least in NSP's rider. It's just much smaller and less noticeable.
If we did the levelized, if we did the Victor method, though, is that still neat? Is there still as big of a true-up issue for doing the Victor method?
Yeah, regardless of what we do, this is for the prior year. So last year they were on the normal PTC recognition
right.
method, and the result of that and their collections was an under-collection
right.
of $2.9 million. So we either need to add that onto the top of this or spread it out over 2 years.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Is there a significant long, I mean, there's the interest accumulation, but is there a significant cost difference to the consumers if we split that over 2 years as opposed to get it all done right away?
I would say if you split it over 2 years, the cost would be $100,000 to $200,000 approximately. Under the company's current rate of return, prior to this, I had a short discussion with the company where they were willing to do a lesser rate for that. We didn't necessarily agree on a particular amount, but we could. I can kind of flush that out with the company, what we would be looking at. That would, you know, that's my largest concern with pushing this out, is then we're paying a rate of return
right.
on that money over time. And if the rate is a small, relatively small one, I'm less concerned with that.
So is your recommendation that the consumers bite the bullet here and do that recovery this year?
Yes, I believe that's what I had said during the informal that we had.
That's the part I don't like, just the rate shock in the first year.
What's that?
I don't like the spike in the first year. I mean, I think it's a nice thing to get rid of, but this is a 13-year-old problem. And the fact that we're just talking about it now is...
The true-up isn't tied to any of this. The true-up is just simply what happens every year. It's just this one, it's a little bit worse than it has been.
Can you quantify what... I mean, I've got the numbers here, like NSP, I think it was NSP, $1.62 a month. But I don't know if we have, I mean, I'm eyeballing some of the other charts and just getting a feel for what I think it's going to be approximately. And maybe it's buried in, there's so many documents.
We have a ton of documents now.
We don't have all three of them stacked together, do we, in terms of here's what applying this method means in year one from a cost variance, year two, year three.
If you look at...
It's got to tie back to the spreadsheets or the graphs. I mean, that's what the graph is.
Yeah, you can pull it out of the graph. So some of them have that as part of their filing. Some of them do not.
Right.
In every case, I calculated where you can kind of get a feel for, you know, if the revenue requirement changes this much, that means approximately this much to the average consumer. So I have that information here. So if you look at Otter Tail, for example, their January 21st filing, if you have that with you.
I've
got the 21st, but...
Page 3 of that filing is the graph. Looks like this.
I got that, but that's on the 22nd. That must be the same graph, though.
It looks similar, but smaller. I thought they had a full page.
My 21st only has 2 pages. I've got 2 copies of it.
Right. Yeah, I have 2 things on the 21st and no graphs, but on the 22nd I have the graph.
I think this is the same
24th I have
graph
several
you're showing us right now.
I really think this would be easier to just see an order. See the orders. You'll be telling us how much the rate increases will be. All this stuff will be ironed out.
Yeah, this is just a lump.
And I think it would be easier.
Okay, you can do that.
But we can have him explain the graph? Or are you done with that?
Yeah, I can. If you would like, I can kind of walk you through quickly just how much of a change in this. So, you know, towards the left side there, those dollar amounts are revenue requirement in a particular year. And for a residential customer, a $1.4 million increase equals $1 a month. So I calculated the standard method up to the levelized to be about $3.8 million, which is $2.72 more than the standard method to do straight levelized. And the Victor method is maybe a dollar, probably less for those initial periods.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, that doesn't justify taking a much less pure or good method, a dollar per month. I just don't think that that's worth it.
Sorry.
The benefits of the other method.
I don't think I was clear in that. So we're talking $272 a month to go from what we have done to the levelized. It would be more like a dollar instead of $272. So it would be about $2 difference between the Victor and the levelized in that case. But...
Still feel that.
It still jumps in almost $3 a month.
Somewhere here I have NSP's charts with some writing on them. I think they had it, actually. in NSP's informal presentation.
Is that the $1.62?
They had the dollar amounts on that presentation. And then for MDU, so this chart that we've been looking at, approximately $2 million increase in revenue requirement is a dollar a month for residential customer. So to go from current method to Victor method, it's about a dollar a month, and then to jump all the way up to levelizing, it is probably another 5 to 6 based on that chart.
Dollars a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't live with that.
Well, here, 4 is what MDU is showing.
I apologize, but I need to get to an appointment.
I just want to touch on two things. Outside of Thunder Spirit, because of the unique qualities and the hugeness of the rate shock, and in that case, I prefer the Victor method, and the rest of these, you know, all the companies between the Victor method or fully levelized prefer fully levelized except Otter Tail, and that I take as more of a leaning in that they are the ones who actually proposed full levelized years ago.
Yeah.
They did.
Before you proposed an alternative.
Right.
So that's one point. The second one I want to make, though, almost all our discussion has been on handling these wind farm issues with the PTCs and this renewable rider. But there's the separate issue, the thing from last year, what do you call it? The true-up.
Yes.
That is not a PTC wind farm right. issue. We just didn't set the rider high enough last year.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so now but it's a significant amount.
It is.
And so now the question is, do we collect that this year, or do we spread that over 2 years? And I think we need, in order to get down to a couple alternatives, we need to decide that. So you can do that.
If I'm looking at the filing correctly, that's 75 cents per month for the average residential customer just for the...
I would say that's approximately...
Just for the under-recovered balance of $2.8 million.
Yes.
That equates to 75 cents per month for the customers.
As a kind of another point of reference, a few years ago when we completed MDU's last rate case, we had a similar massive under-collections across the board, and we did a 24-month recovery period of those because they were so significant, and this is along the lines of how much it was for the renewable rider at that time. So if you would like to do a two-year payback of that under-recovered balance,
Can you lay that out on a chart?
Yep. So for you, you would like one order with the Victor method or orders with the Victor method for everything and then the true-up?
I'm okay with over 1 year or 2 years. I'll leave that to the portfolio holder.
Sure.
Okay.
I'd just like to see the actual numbers on a by company basis.
And it doesn't look
like we've got some variables that we can play with, maybe.
Okay. That's fine.
I'll circle back to you this afternoon. So.
I don't. On the MDU, we don't need both methods because we're in agreement that one we have to generalize.
Okay.
The only issue of disagreement.
Is on tail and
NSP. As on the true up. And I don't even know that it is a disagreement.
Do you agree with Brian?
I think we should just do it because 75 cents per month to me isn't worth stretching it longer to save them, 30 cents? I mean, we're going to pay more over the end. They'll pay more. So
sure.
I just don't think that's worth doing. But again, I Brian is a little more sensitive to this, so if he would go along with the rest of the stuff, if that's the only thing, then I'd go along with whatever he says. But I'd say just keep that in there as a, if we do it in 1 year, it'll cost X. If we do it in 2 years, it's X. Y.
Okay.
So the method that Commissioner Chrisman just described that he liked, that's the one that I guess we have two commissioners to say that's
right.
The path forward you'd like to, the approach you'd like for the three companies. in the manner that Commissioner Driscoll.
I agree with him.
Okay. So we're going to do straight levelized on all of the NSPs and all of Otter Tails. We're going to do Victor Method on MDUs, Thunder Spirit 1 and 2.
Yep.
Both the and the older farms that they have, Diamond Willow and Cedar Hills, will go this old, the old original method. And then going forward, the plan would be all new wind farms would get levelized treatment.
Sure.
Well, we'd kind of decide that when it's time to do a rider every year, right?
Yep. We'll do an update every year.
Well, this I think that would be my intention, but that'll be a decision for them.
Well, I still think, though, Brian expects to see the, and he's a portfolio holder, he expects to see the Victor method on all three.
Yep. Okay. And then we'll kind of parse out the true up thing for MDU for 1 or 2 years and show the comparison of how that works. And then the NSP's true up will just be in there because it's like $18,000 or something.
Yeah.
It's tiny. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.